Hi, this is Kano, and I'm going to be trying to do a reading of the Thought Patrol Shakespearean English translation of A Monster's Hospitality. Hope you all enjoy it. What a stench. What a stench. It smells like the flesh, O man, rank with sweat. It smells of young flesh, still sweet with youth. What ages hath since I caught but a single quarry? I will not grant mine target escapeth this time. Excuse in mine one, I bring a troubadour that hath lost his way. Excuse in mine, but perhaps I may rest mine weary head here. A troubadour, you say? Quite a precarious situation ye find thyself in, venturing this far o'er the mountains. I'm called Ibrahim, a heathen monster. Should thee be amendable to rest in a pauper's hostelry, ragged and ages of showers and wind, thou art free to make as thy please. Ha! This fool's jaw hath folded up in terror. Eh, afore the moon doth draw respite, I swiftly tear from him his life's blood. Oh, to proffer such hospitality upon this troubadour! May Saint Julian blesseth thee. Huh? This begster trembles not before my audience? Thought I that the annualer hath come to chanteth if not for thy grace. Hold thy harness fast. Doth thy senses fail, or haveth you truly no knowledge of the being I am? Behold, I am a heathen monster! Ach, my intention hath folly to penetrate thy wit, seemit. Thou beauty trapped, I as a bee carried by the swift wind of Zephyrus, to the Sust's deity in the vulgar heath. Beauty? Sancta Simpliticus! May the earth quake! Let the heavens lay witness to e'er such a turn as the rat in peril transformeth to a lusty capsule. I smooth mine ruffled feathers. This time ere I swore that I do the natural duty of a heathen mal, to consume an unwary passerby and vanish min cravings. This time. Verify, thou hast yet to sup upon the flesh of man, Ibrahime. A finer meal is yet to be seen on land. Youth comes but as spice for the flavor of man. 'Twas many moons past that mine fellow monsters, born of Satan's gaze, seeked me out to hunt a noble man. But nonetheless, victory a reign from a frail full oft. A knight so fair and gay may sin be slain. Oh, what a poor weight! Surely thou art not the cobbler's kin? Peradventure thou art lost? A foe mind self to act a knight and kinth past. Mayhaps I am of courtesy and virtuous burdened? I can do naught but flee. I was but a babe in arms. Nay, t'would be folly to cast mine arms aside. My honor be scathed. I offringe to thee a feast most fair. My blessings upon thee. 'Tis long afore this soon is ridden out. I'll don the monkish robes, then lay entrapment with my vileni and vixen wife. Such finery hast ne'er graced these humble lips. Oh, you surely flatter. Mine entrapment hath surely girt his wit. It is sprung. A more gentle and parfait maid there has not been. That ye have nay a bachelor fawn is beyond mine wist. Vile begester, tis thou that shall pass betwixt mine embrouches as the carrack abeam two shores. A fair night's rest to thee. Packed in his bowel to the brim, tis uneath's resting mine veracity. That shalt be the bout, tid for the mayor of seventh visitum. And ere this nighter tale, Luna, I leer the heaven's feast, pity the poor swain. Huh? Why the saints, if my eyes If mine eyes defunct, he is not here. To diem! Math angels rob me of shadow that plagueth me! Ach, 'twas not mine in will to constern such a rebeck delicate. Almost hath I coughed up mine rot. I were called old forced to piss myself a river. Per I granted an inquiry, if not to bore. What hath a budding maiden such as thee, Habegime, gothinges at in a man's dwale den? Nay, hath he penetrated mine fog of deception? Ha! Mine has mine charm lastly yef thou made shivers? Hast thine maiden silk burst its banks as the Thames and o'erflowed with thy nectar of demure? Meum corpus! Has the mead at last addled this knave's heed as the desert plays upon the Turk's wit? Ay, it has lain since past since I fairly emptied mine testes and came in unto a maid such as thou. At fast, allows to adjoin as a union bachelored maiden. Ho! Oh, the aroma o' maid lays upon him as hearth fawn upon the sod when April has come. Mayhaps I can turn this main own fortunes? It has been odd line sign. No idea what that means. Fast a fellow writ these lands for not to lay mine in honor filthy and unkempt. I pray thee to accept mine corpus and body services as but a humble favor. And the finest bard imbued with the muse make not such sweet sound to mine ear. I am sorry for how horrible I'm botching this, but I hope you guys are enjoying. A whale of flesh stock is this one. A jape shalt thou witness for when as I pilleth thy nobbles, nobs, with mine wang. Vangs? Fangs? I don't know. By the highest Jove! Mine wits buds corolled and roaned. Betrayed is mine trove for this divine taste of flesh, man. Thy nectar is sweeter than any cider I can. Alforms o' men's sauntery tongues sans fail can scribe this oral sensation not of this realm. With hast thou gobbleth mine sword as sugar candy, the harlot of Caligula, so renowned, boweth for this un's crave. Whoa! Withhold myself, madam Hebethime! If you handle mine sword with such vigor, I'll come into thine lips! Slurp! Ah, if mine memory does not fail me, is this hole not the cavity from hence a bachelor's vigor sally? I swaddle thy baton as Minos. Ha! The connoisseur of sins wrap its tail around the corpus to guide the shadows to their circle of inferno as they deserve. Now surrender myself to the deadly sin, release in full force the seed bound so taut into thy beguiling mund. 'Tis devil's work by the tongue raptureth my pant. The fair volume of his charge hath made breathing an arduous task. By the saints, I have come unto thine embroach. What a lavish feast hath he given me. The viscosity of such that it fingers mine in throat as doth the mist upon the morn. Truly this is. What? What sort of spell hath ablazed mine sense and soul? Doth thy humors kept well? Strength escapeth mine corpus, mine limbs so limp as an unbound faggot, whatever. Hath I perhaps been come unto myself? As a coal heap, nestled snuggled unto a master smith forge, do I burn when cradled by him? Am I? 'Tis just as I thought, your maiden's envelope flows fluids fairly as that what God laid upon Noah. Such being the extent of thine defeat of pleasure. What ho! You encroaching upon me as the dawn upon night. I am but advancing our fair lover's dance. Mayhap I frightened you. Mayhap mine clip fares too quick. Thine maid's lips would imply in another story ere deeper it beckon me. As I said, thy hogle is drenched to the pedal top. By Jove, 'tis so wet, so sodden. Is't mine in truest of intentions to bear the seat of this beggister? Nay, I must feed upon him. 'Tis a ruse. Loosen thy muscles, maiden, for I shalt be gentle. Och, my nerves are ablaze, my corpus aken. Then I shalt only e jest for a wink of time, shallow west of merrymaking. Only the spirit-tip will pass the agape port. If that is thine will, may the saints watch o'er, so be it. Ah, your arrow is to me in drought. I told you to but insert the point of thine pike. 'Tis but folly to think one could seize his advance on at the tip. Honestly, I don't think I could read any more of this, just because I am butchering the Shakespearean so badly. So I'm sorry, but I'm going to stop here. The rest of this is like I said, the entire thing is going to be in the description with this. Thank you for listening to my stupidity.